I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Disaster relief and public policy bookend our broadcast today. Receding floodwaters in Mozambique reveal greater needs than imagined, and we'll learn what Christianity and politics have in common. Find your place in these stories and more today on Mission Network News. The death toll in Mozambique is still rising as the country hit by Tropical Cyclone Idai continues relief efforts. Per the BBC, cholera outbreaks have already begun and malaria cases are increasing. Mission Aviation Fellowship has been responding in Mozambique since the cyclone hit. John Woodbury is MAF's Global Disaster Response Manager.
We are finding people on tufts of ground, roofs of houses, wherever there was a land. Animals, snakes, people all would get into the tree or the little tuft of land, and using food provided by World Food Program, we started dropping off food at different places. But we're part of a large response now.
MAF plans to serve in Mozambique until their services are no longer necessary.
Pray for wisdom, that God would open doors for help to rapidly arrive. You can pray for the people of Mozambique. Whatever challenges we're having, we really do not have challenges compared to those who've lost homes, those who have lost family members, those who are hungry. And so you can pray for the suffering those people, and that doors would be open, that help will come, and the tangible love of Jesus Christ will be shown.
Find the details and how you can help MAF continue relief work at missionnews.org. Operation Mobilization is another group responding in waterlogged Mozambique. They've been working there since 1989, and helping their neighbors is a top priority. OM's Jeff Peters.
Food security, things like provision of safe drinking water. There are certain things that are just basic essentials. Our focus is always to assess what the needs are, and no matter what the hurdles are that might get in the way, do whatever we can to press forward and make sure that people are feeling the love of Christ. We start with relief and restoration, but long term, it's recovery. How do we recover, help people recover, and use this as a platform so that we can continue to show God's love to people who are desperately hurting?
Tragically, ongoing heartache is in the forecast. The World Food Program says Mozambique's crisis is level 3, the same as Yemen, Syria, and South Sudan.
When God's children are in crisis anywhere around the world, it's part of our family. Get on your knees, get into that quiet time with God, and say, well, what can I do? Maybe what you have to give right now is finances. Maybe what you have to give is time where you can rally other people to get involved.
And many people believe religion and politics shouldn't mix. However, Janet Epp Buckingham, a professor recently hosted by InterVarsity, explains that public policy and Christianity are inseparable.
And I really started with some of the well-known Old Testament figures that we know that I think we can take good lessons from in our current context. People like King David, people like Queen Esther, people like Nehemiah, and how they were standing for godly principles, but also the public good, sometimes in Israel and speaking to the nation of Israel, but also sometimes in a society that was completely opposed to God.
This opposes the idea that Christians should work in strictly Christian occupations. God gives different vocational callings.
There are some people will be called to careers in law or government and be able to work for the public good. And some people may be called to speak to particular issues of social justice.
However, these roles can be difficult. Please pray that Christians in public leadership roles would seek God's will as they try to implement just public policies. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Get our free e-news delivered every morning. The daily emails feature stories on current events, plus the gospel connections, action points, links, photos, and more. You can also look into One Way's prayer cast outreach, including resources to awaken hearts and create a deeper understanding of the role of prayer. Again, that's at missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.